This passage shows a need for a Savior. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. So, my father-in-law got the message to me last night through my mother-in-law, who said that because of all the people who so graciously helped out yesterday at our home as we're moving, I should thank you by giving you a short sermon. We'll see. So I will say this. I want to be like you when I grow up. I know, I got gray hair. No, seriously, I want to be like you, Advent Lutheran Church, when I grow up. Because, and she's going to share it later today, I think. Maybe not. Some good wife of mine, the one good wife I have. I only have one wife. And I'm thankful for her. Thank you for being my great wife, Miss Gina. She may or may not have written a poem. And it was about you, Advent Lutheran Church. Now she's not going to put it on her face. But she declared her thankfulness and seeing God at work yesterday as a kind of a highlight for us. We've had some bumpy roads along the way. Some of you know some of the ins and outs, including but not limited to stuff falling on our roof a couple weeks before we close our house and causing damage and all these good things. There's more than that, of course. I've told you about some of those things. But because of the way she saw you guys in action, she was seeing God's hands and feet at work. You didn't do as it says in James to say, "Be warm and well-fed, Bob, and I'm going to help you." No, you put the words to action. And what a great blessing to hear the words of God and then to do something. Now, I wasn't setting out for this sermon to be a sermon about doing something. That's just a thank you, to say thank you for being a church that does stuff. You're all over the community, and you were helpful even to us, 30-some miles away, helping us get moved in. So again, I thank you, and keep being a church of action. An action that talks about the Lord and your thankfulness for how he has worked in your life. All right. I'm not doing very well on my father-in-law's suggestion so far. All right. You have heard the phrase that you can't teach a dog new tricks, right? Oh, what is it? Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, you can? Well, she trains up dogs and gets them lined up. So literally, you can teach an old dog new tricks. How many of you, maybe slightly older than new dogs, are able to be taught new tricks? Okay, that's not as many as I thought you would say. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So you don't think it's true, Dorothy?
Not on real dogs.
Not on real dogs. Maybe with people. All right. So I want us to look at Deuteronomy chapter 4. It's in your Bibles there, the green Bibles. It's on page 269. And we saw it in our passage. It's a little easier to read in your Bible than in the one that's in our bulletin. It's the dark green book. That's our Bible, Deuteronomy 4. I'm just going to go through a couple things and see if we think we can teach old dogs new tricks. So this is chapter 4, Deuteronomy 4. It's on page 269, I think, in the Bible. It's also in your bulletin, slightly different version. Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go and take possession of the land that the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. Now skip down to verse 5, where our reading in the passage in the bulletin is verse 6. But verse 5, see, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me. This is Moses talking. So that you may follow them in the land you are entering and take possession of it. Observe them. Observe the laws carefully. For this will show you your wisdom and understanding to the nations who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And verse 7, pay special attention to this. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I'm setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, this is verse 9, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, can you teach an old dog new tricks? With real dogs, yes. How about the proverbial phrase, us old dogs, can we be taught new tricks? Yes? Okay. Sure? Sure we can? All right. I want to think that we can be taught new tricks, so to speak. The Lord is with you and has even loved you enough to give you laws. And he says in this passage, to teach them. Teach them. Teach them to your children and to your children's children. I don't know if you noticed that. Some of you do have some gray upon your temples, or maybe you have some Miss Clara upon your temples. And we're not necessarily the youngest folks. But what we do have is wisdom from the Lord. Remember what I said in the beginning. I want to be like you when I grow up. And it's true. Because I have seen the Lord working through you, not only in your actions, but also in the way that you live, and also in the way that you're in the Bible. That you're hearing the Word of God. You're coming to worship. You're praying. You're being enriched by that word. You're coming to Bible classes on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Gratuitous plug. Not this Tuesday, although the women are continuing their study on the Tuesdays already. The men will begin on the, 11th, I think it is? 11th. And so Tuesdays at 7 p.m. we have our Bible studies. And many of you come and continue to hear the word of God and study it. And you come at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings and study that word. And it's a word that is about learning. Now, in the Lutheran Church, we're pretty good about learning. But again, Advent Lutheran Church, I want to commend you for learning, but then putting it from mind then into heart. And I think we have some students among us today, and I'm glad, because you guys are learning and getting stuff into your head from school. But the goal of anything that we are looking at in the Bible is for that message to get in the head, but then to get where?
In the heart.
In the heart. So that then it gets into your hands, to your feet, so that you're moving 50,000 pounds of stuff from our storage facility to our home. Not to say that that was the reason for your learning, but you were putting the Word of God that you have heard, that you have absorbed, that you have read, that you have come here into worship and heard about time and time again, about God's love, that you have put all of that into yourself, that it has then, as it was in the Grinch, made your heart sizes too big, so that your heart and your soul are doing things in the name of Jesus. Praise God for that, right? Amen? That's not the end. I am thankful for you for that. We saw in the passage that Israel was and is a nation. They follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Going back to around verse 7 there. I love that. It's so good. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him? So what was happening at this time is there's idols coming about. And people are starting to follow the idols. And again, we've talked in this place that there's some idols in 2018, aren't there? Yeah. There's idols in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I almost said Illinois. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There are idols around here. Yes?
Yes.
And we've talked about some of those idols and other things that take the place of God in our lives. They can be numerous. So here, for Israel, what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them? So they're thinking about their little stone statues, and the little stone statues aren't really doing too much. Because they're stone statues, they're not God. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them? Wow. The God is near them. The way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him. You guys come to worship. You come to the Lord's table. You have the Lord get near to you, don't you? And again, as you gather in different places and as you gathered yesterday as a crew, the Lord was gathering near to you and gathering near to all of us. And so He was with us, working powerfully as we prayed to Him, as we were together. What other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I'm setting before you? Advent, you are a nation. Now, again, not talking about like U.S. as a nation, but you're a nation of God. And sometimes you teach, and sometimes you're being taught. Sometimes you influence, and sometimes you are being influenced. So I want to say today, to continue to keep coming to church, it doesn't have to be this church, it's nice that we gather together as Advent Lutheran Church, but come and be influenced in the right ways. No other nation was so great as when God was near them. As you are near God, He is nearer to you. He's always with you. But you start to see Him at work as you gather in His name. So, I want to encourage you to have good influences in your life. Like I said, I want to be like you when I grow up. You're good influences to others as you're in this place. You're an inspiration to others as they see you and hear you and show that the Lord is working within your hearts. And then we also teach. We also teach. We teach a lot of times, like having little kids around, sometimes you teach and not even know it, right? You're doing things and they see you modeling these things. So be influenced by the right influences and also then influence in the Lord's name. All right. Jesus teaches commandments. We saw these Moses commandments starting to be talked about. If you flip a couple pages, you don't have to. But if you look a little bit later, take your Bible home with you if you need to. If you need a Bible, let me know. But look in Deuteronomy 5, and you'll see that Moses was getting the law of God. This is a recap of Exodus 20. And it was all these laws of God. As I talked about with the children, we have laws in place to have good order between us and to have good order with God. And Jesus reiterates the law. Jesus has sermons where he says, follow God. Obey him. Have a Sabbath. Don't steal. Be pure in your marriage. Do all these great things. Stand firm in the Lord. And what it comes down to, Jesus says, is to love God and love other people. Again, Advent, you're loving other people. And keep loving your Lord because you know that He indeed loves you so much. So much, as I said, that He was sent to be the Savior for us. To die on the cross for us, Jesus was, to be raised to life for us, that we have life forever in His holy name. And so we want nothing more than to love God and love other people. Because it's entered our heads, and now it's in our hearts, that we want other people to know about this Savior Jesus. Right? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessing of Advent Lutheran Church that we are in this community. Lord, may we stay focused upon you. May it never be about us. May it always be about you and your blessings, that, Lord, people would see you, know you, and feel your presence as we are near you. And may they say about us that we are strong, a strong nation, as we are praying to you and being near to you, Lord, because you are so near to us. You're our loving God. You wrap your loving arms around us, and you care about our every need. Lord, you know the various things that are going on in everyone in this room's hearts and minds. Lord, work inside people's hearts and minds that they would know that you are indeed near them, that you are blessing them, that you're working behind the scenes, and they may not even see what's happening, but you are there. And Lord, may we as a church pray, and hope that people connect to your great love. May we then love other people and love you as you love us so very much. Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blessing of forgiveness, of life forever in your name, and your grace that you give freely to us. We didn't deserve it, Lord. We're sinful, but you still gave us your grace. Bless us, guide us, and lead us as we go forth this day and always. Amen.